Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Hello, quiz show. Oh, limits, questions blow. We're glad you're here, so grab a beer with Donnie and Joe.
I don't know if Austin can keep going forward, Joe, because his favorite show of all time has now finally been canceled by MTV.
My favorite show that was on MTV, because they have no others.
The show that put MTV under ridiculousness. The show that was on MTV's airwaves 23 hours of the day.
It's nostalgic for me, Donnie, because like anytime that like I would go somewhere, like a buddy's house in high school or something, ridiculousness just always found a way to appear on the TV.
That's because it's all the channel
it
show.
Did. It was always on.
I remember when MTV began in like the 80s.
I wish I was around for that.
It was legendary. It was groundbreaking to see songs come to life with video. It was crazy.
Do you think Limits knows the answer to the trivia question, the first video on MTV?
I don't. Was it Michael Jackson Thriller?
I believe it was Video Killed the Radio Star.
Ah.
Mm.
You didn't know that, Limits.
No.
Well, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today, let's get to it. It's the quiz show. Donnie leads 3-2. It's a season-long matchup.
So could be it. The last one right here, Donnie. It's over.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Stop saying that. You're giving people a false sense of insecurity.
You're giving me a false sense of insecurity.
This is going on all season every Friday because the people want it. Now let's go.
We'll
Who's
have
first?
To take feedback from the people on that. Okay, we'll start with Donnie. Donnie, Jonathan Taylor is on pace to win the rushing title for the second time in his career. Since 2001, two other players have won the rushing title twice. Derrick Henry is one. Who is the other running back to do so?
Twice in a row or just twice?
Twice. Just twice.
Two other people have just won it twice?
Since 2001.
Holy ostrich milk.
I will go with Adrian Peterson.
That's what I would have said.
That's a great guess, but incorrect.
I'll go with LaDainian Tomlinson.
That is a good guess and correct.
That was going to be my second
LaDainian
one.
LaDainian Tomlinson won back-to-back in 2006.
Good job,
2007.
Joe.
Thank you.
Man, what a machine he was in 06.
Oh, it's nice to get an early one under your belt. It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg, and the fan text line, on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits?
All right, question number two to you, Joe. It's very well known that Nick Harper picked up Jerome Bettis' fumble and almost ran it back for a touchdown before Big Ben's tackle in the AFC Divisional.
Yep.
Who forced the fumble?
Gary Brackett.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was going to be that easy for you or not.
I knew that one, too, so that my shot was for Joe to slip up.
It's only 2-0.
Early lead.
I need
this. Not looking good for
I'm feeling good right now.
One. Not looking good for the moderator of the quiz show here.
I'm feeling good.
For the chances for the season finale. Donnie, Joe Flacco entered the Steelers-Colts game last season and beat the Steelers 27-24. Anthony Richardson left the game, and Tomlin was very upset about that. After this Steelers player hit Richardson while he was scrambling.
Cam Hayward.
Incorrect.
This player hit Anthony Richardson. What are you doing, Donnie? Why is your hand on the mouse?
Donnie's hand is not on the mouse.
It was on the mouse.
He is not looking at the answer.
Okay. Last year's Steelers. Let's see. The guy that you did a show with, Landon Roberts.
No.
Oh, I like that guess, Joe.
Yeah, I liked it too. I think I know who it is.
TJ Watt.
Incorrect.
Deshaun Elliott.
Incorrect.
I hate you.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Donnie got it.
Your boy, Joe.
It was Minka.
Damn it. All right, next. See, now it's 2-1.
The question is to you, Joe.
I know.
Joe, what? In the Steelers' 51-34 victory over the Colts, 2014, Ben had an incredible day, six touchdowns. Two Colts receivers went over 100 yards in the game and caught a touchdown. T.Y. Hilton was one of them. Who was the other?
Oh, come on.
Jeez.
That's a good question, actually, Limits, and I commend you for that.
Thank you.
T.Y. Hilton and another Colts receiver from a long time ago, 10 years ago. 10 years ago, a Colts receiver would have been, I don't know, and I'm not even going to guess.
I love this question. You're going to love it.
I don't think he was still in the league. I mean, I'll say just for the hell of it, Reggie Wayne.
It was not Reggie Wayne.
All right, let's take clues then. May I have a clue, Donnie?
We can do clues.
This receiver... I don't want to say. How do I want to say this?
I don't know. Yeah,
how do I want to say this? This receiver became a running joke in Pittsburgh.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
No. You didn't even let me finish the clue.
Wait. Oh.
Do you want me to finish the clue?
He became a running joke in Pittsburgh. Oh, I know who it was.
Do you want me to finish the clue?
I know who it was.
Sure, Donnie, do you want me to finish the clue? Because he couldn't catch the football.
Dante Moncrief.
Yeah, that's correct.
You're right. I should have waited. What an idiot I am.
Didn't let me finish the clue.
I know. I'm stupid. Now I'm tied at two. This is going down to the final question no matter what now.
Yes.
Because the final question's worth three. Mm-hmm. Is this the final question?
No.
Okay.
No. We actually did seven questions today.
Who's up?
Donnie, you are up. The Steelers intercepted Andrew Luck twice in that game.
Mm-hmm.
William Gay had one of the picks. Who had the other?
2014, William Gay had the first one. Ryan Shazier.
Incorrect.
2014, I am drawing a blank. Creston Butler?
No.
That
was he even on the team?
That defensive backfield was just so bad.
It was.
Horrifying.
Which makes it
Ross Cockrell.
No, but a good guess.
Ross Cockrell's a great guess. Who would have been playing safety for the Steelers then? Oh, how about Mike Mitchell?
Great guess, but no.
Oh,
I thought you had it.
Mike Mitchell.
I think I know it.
Did we? Cortez Allen. Anybody say him?
No.
Ryan Mundy.
No. You're naming all the guys that are really good guesses, but no. All the guys that were back there.
2014.
Can I ask for a clue?
You're gonna
was it
a defensive back?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so Willie Gay had the first one. Bryce McCain.
No.
Trick question, Willie Gay had the second one.
Incorrect. It's not a trick question.
Okay.
Antoine Blake. Boom, Donnie!
Yes!
Oh, Donnie!
It was Antoine Blake.
Wow. Number 41, I think.
He had a pick six in San Diego.
It was.
I just ripped my headset off. I was so excited.
Joe. Jeez, seconds ago I was leading 2-0. Now my whole team is crushed.
Joe, I made this question specifically for you.
This is like the throw last week to the tight end, Kraft.
I made this question specifically for you.
Yeah.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Colts left town from Baltimore in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Robert Irsay picked up the team and moved to Indianapolis. There's a very famous clip of the truck, the moving truck, being ushered out of Baltimore. What was the name of the moving company that you can see on the moving truck?
Packer something?
No,
I think I know this one.
I've seen this clip like 100 times. I feel like it's not that hard of a question.
The Mayflower.
Yes, it was the Mayflower, Donnie. That's a great get.
How did we go from that to this? This is like Oilers over the Bills, 35-3.
But now you have your shot still. The last question.
I have the shot at the last question. All right, let's do this.
Okay, this question goes to Donnie first because Joe had the last one. So.
Okay.
Right, Joe?
Yeah, you did.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay, Donnie, we talk all the time about the Browns list of quarterbacks since 1999, but Indianapolis has had 11 different starting quarterbacks since Andrew Luck retired following the 2018 season.
How many?
11.
Okay.
How many of the 11 can you name?
5.
Joe, can you name 6, or should Donnie name 5?
I'll name 6.
Donnie, can you name 7?
I'll let him go 6.
6 questions and answers for Joe.
Okay, Danny Dimes.
1.
Joe Flacco.
2.
Anthony Richardson.
3.
That's where it gets tough.
This is where it gets tough.
The kid from Stolzine.
What?
The kid from Purdue who played against the Steelers that night. Jacoby Brissett.
Whoa, forget about that one, Donnie. Stolzine, you said an answer.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Just go with Jacoby Brissett.
Donnie?
Okay, he got Brissett.
You're going to allow that?
He's at 4. He's
allow
at 4.
It, limits.
Okay, okay I'll
Jacoby
allow it.
Brissett,
4.
Since Andrew Luck retired.
I'm surprised you're letting that go, Donnie.
Picture a guy in a Colts. Oh, Gardner Minshew.
5.
Give me one more, please, football gods. Give me one more. I almost said Art Schleister. Guys like
Art Schleister?
No, I didn't. I didn't. That he was a million years ago, long before Terry Rozier and company. Yes, I'm just trying to buy time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer.
What year was it that he retired?
He retired in 28.
It says after 2018.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, answer!
Jimmy Garoppolo. I said in shame.
Donnie takes the quiz show. And with that, the 2025 quiz show season comes to an end.
That was a disaster. Well, who was the kid from Purdue?
I think he was before Luck. I think he was in the suck for Luck season. Scott Tolzien.
Scott Tolzien. That's
he
not
was
right.
Not on the list now.
Are you sure about that limit?
He was between Manning and Luck. There was that year where they had like Tolzien, Whitehurst, Dan Orlovsky.
All right, read the rest of the quarterbacks.
I think Hoyer would have been in there.
Who do we got?
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer made 1 start in 2019.
It was against the Steelers.
Man, that's a good
think.
Pull.
Jacoby Brissett started 15
I
games.
I already
that
got
year.
Him.
Correct.
Who else did we? Who else
Phillip
is on the?
Philip Rivers, 17 starts in 2020.
God, he went
Rivers.
Into Buffalo and almost Rivers. Won a playoff game under Frank Reich.
Carson Wentz, another 17 old, games in 2021.
Another old man, too.
This is embarrassing.
Matt Ryan 12 Matty starts Ice. In 2022. Sam Ellinger, 3 starts in 2022. Nick Foles. 2 starts in 2022. Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones.
Hold on a second here. When did this start?
2019 season on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tolzien was 2017. He took over. I was pretty close.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize he started one that recently.
And we even gave you the
He was the starting there. Quarterback to begin the 2017
so luck season. Luck would have been hurt.
Hold on a second here. All right. The last time he played was 17. All right. And Luck was out in 18? Am I right?
Correct. That was his final season.
He actually played in 18?
Yeah, because then it was the 19 preseason that he walked off the field and retired.
I almost had a great pull, Donnie, but I don't want to distract from the fact. I mean, what's the story here? The great comeback or the great collapse? What's the headline on this quiz show?
I think it has to be the great comeback.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Great comeback. What was the pull he had? Oh,
the Mayflower.
Antoine
the
Blake.
Mayflower Antoine and Blake. Antoine Blake.
I felt like Antoine Blake turned everything around for you.
I smiled in the face of adversity.
And
the eyelids were cut off.
No doubt you cut your eyelids off. I was just elevator music at that point. I was a nameless gray face. I commend you, Donnie. I really do.
Great job, Donnie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Beautiful music for the weekend, Limits. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Let's get right to it. Let's get to our picks. First, I want an update. We've been a little bit disjointed. I was out for a while. Donnie was on vacation. He got his picks in very responsibly. Where do we stand as far as our records go? Limits? I can't hear him.
Hold on. Pony just called me. I have to take care of something for just a brief moment,
Pony,
if you mind. Yes, he's on the phone with me right now. Just give me 1 second.
We got a radio show to run
here. What is going on here? I don't care if Pony called. He's on the cell phone with Pony in the middle of my show. Is he kidding me right now?
I'm on your side, Joe. I mean, I work with Pony.
This is
every
unbelievable.
Day.
Hang up on him.
He knows.
Let's go.
I hung up. I said, Pony, I gotta go.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I have to go.
Seriously, let's go. What do you got?
All right, here's where we stand. Donnie and I both went 3-5.
Guy gets his nipples pierced. He thinks he can call any show in town anytime he wants.
He's just trying to make sure that he's connected.
Yeah,
for
well, make
the
sure
show
at a different time. What do we got?
Don't blame me. Don't shoot the messenger.
No, don't answer the phone in the middle of the show. What's happening?
I'm doing good producing work. Joe, you went 4-4
yes.
Last week. You had the best record of the three of us.
Thank you.
So Donnie and I are both a game under at 26-27. Joe, you're 2 back at 24-29.
I'm still in it, Donnie.
As we start week 10.
What do you make of the Pony fiasco here?
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah. That can't
happen.
He knows
when we're on.
This is incredible. Are his nipples okay from the other night?
I don't know if he still has them in as of right now.
Yeah.
I don't think he does.
I know he was keeping them in for at least a day. So he had them in yesterday.
Right.
I don't know. I also hope that one of the questions he brought up to Kate, who put them in.
Yeah.
The other night. I hope he was able to ask and figure out, how do I safely remove them?
I don't even want to think about that. Let's get into this. Let's go, Limits.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with number 9, Vanderbilt, at number 20, Texas, Joe. the Longhorns are 3.5-point favorites in this game.
Is Arch Manning playing? I don't know.
That's the thing. Is Arch going to play? That is what's up in the air right now. As of this moment, the status is still up in the air.
Well, then I'm going, if it's up in the air, he was starting to come on a little bit at least, and he had a hell of a game last week before he got hurt. I'm going to go with Vanderbilt.
What'd you say the spread was?
So Arch practiced yesterday, and Sarkisian said that he had nothing else other than that because they have to follow the protocol.
You know what? I'm going with Vanderbilt anyway. I love Nashville. I love Vanderbilt. Let's go with them.
The line is 3.5 favoring Texas, Donnie. 3.5 for Texas.
I'm taking Vandy. I think they have the better quarterback in the game anyway.
I agree with all of you. I'm going with Vanderbilt as well. West Virginia is at number 22, Houston. And Houston is favored by 12.5 in this one, Donnie.
Only 12.5?
I will check against to make West sure, Virginia? But I think that that's correct. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, you could have told me 32.5, and I probably would have...
I was wrong. It's gone up to 13.5.
Okay, well...
What is happening here? Did Pony call in that one,
well,
too?
No.
When I put the picks in at 9 a.m., that was
put
blind.
Him in, that says that.
He only missed it by a point.
I just thought
it would be like a 3-touchdown spread. I'm taking Houston.
So am I. Are you kidding me? West Virginia stinks. Next.
They did cover last week, though. I got that one, but I'm going with Houston. I don't think that West Virginia will make this close. Penn State is at number one, Ohio State, Joe. The spread is 19.5.
And it's not enough. They're going into the Lions' den without a quarterback. Give me Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State doesn't allow points to anybody regardless. I think Penn State's looking at a shutout loss in this game, or like a 28-3 loss or 30-3. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be Ohio State winning, as it usually is.
I think it'll be very ugly and very bad, but I'm going to go with Penn State because I think it'll be an 18-point loss and not a 21-point loss.
So what, it'll be 18-0?
Something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Because the revenge of Jim Knowles, they will run over their defense, but Penn State will have some stupid touchdown, like a field goal blocked again or a
21-3 final score. Limits
Whatever.
Gets to cover.
I'll take the loss on that one. Pitt is 14.5-point favorites at Stanford, Donnie. Is that too big of a line?
Pitt has some pretty important players on the injury report that are questionable going into tomorrow. But, man, this team is riding a high. They are riding a big high, and they are about to enter a very tough final three games of their regular season against all three ranked opponents. But I think they may be looking to that a little bit too much. I think Pitt wins this game. And they could even win the game by 2 touchdowns. But you said 14.5,
yes.
Correct? I'm going to take Stanford to cover here. Pitt wins the game by 2 scores, but Stanford falls in that perfect little spot.
Yeah, something's bothering me about this game. It's a trap game, and I'm going to take Pitt to win, but Stanford to cover.
I'm going to take Pitt. I have been going against Pitt the last couple of weeks, saying that the spreads have been too high. Other than that Florida State game, and Pitt is covered. So I give them credit. I think that they will cover in this game, and they will win it in a blowout.
May I interrupt, Limits?
Go right ahead.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. It's cloudy, but also sunny today, if that's possible. Of course it is. It's partly sunny or maybe partly cloudy, Donnie. What's fairer to say? Partly cloud. When there's clouds and sun, what do you say?
I feel like I've asked Ray Petlin and other weather folks in the city this question before, like what dictates partly cloudy versus partly sunny.
Yeah,
it has something to do with like the percentages.
Okay,
the
I'm gonna
sky.
Go I see the sun shining.
Yeah,
so and I mean, that I'm, makes me feel better. Yeah, so it's partly sunny.
Yeah, or mostly sunny.
And a high of Nick Kerbig 51, a low of Peyton Wilson 41. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits.
All right, to the NFL we go. Broncos at the Texans, Joe. Houston is favored by 1.5 in this game? What?
Well, they're coming off a good game, and they have a really good defense. This is a tough one, and I'm going to take Houston. I think their defense is actually great. I just think their offensive line is horrific, and Denver's going to take advantage of that, but I have a funny feeling Houston's going to wind up winning a low-scoring game.
I am going to take Denver. I think the wrong team is favored here. I know that Nick Kostos said he thinks Denver wins the game by 10 points. I don't know if I would go that far. All they have to do is win the game outright or really just lose the game by one. I know that's rare, but I think Denver's the better football team. I think they go into Houston. Their defense is pretty good, too. That will travel well, and I think they have the better offense across the board. So I will take the Broncos getting a point and a half here.
Yeah, I just don't think that the Texans' offense is very good, and Denver is very solid on both sides of the ball. Give me the Broncos. Chiefs at the Bills. Joe, we know that you do not like Chiefs. Buffalo in this one.
Chiefs by two touchdowns.
Donnie?
I'm actually going to go with Buffalo here. I know that everything is pointing in the direction of the Chiefs. They are playing the best football of any team in the league. They look like it looks like an inevitability that they will be back in the AFC Championship, back in the Super Bowl. But oddly enough, when these teams meet in the regular season, this is when Buffalo decides to shine brightest. This is when Josh Allen absolutely shines brightest, and they end up beating Kansas City, maybe giving that whole fan base a false sense of hope. I think they do it again on Sunday. I think the Bills find a way to win this game, but when the game matters in January, I probably won't be picking the same team.
I also have the Bills winning this one. I feel like they always win the regular season games against Kansas City, and then the Chiefs win in the playoffs. It being in Buffalo, I think, helps in that primetime type of 4:30 window. Buffalo's defense is, I think, a little bit better than people think, and I think that they will beat the Chiefs in a little bit of a surprise. All right, Donnie, Bears at the Bengals. The Bears are favored by 2.5 points in this game. It's questionable if Joe Flacco will play.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bears. I know they're coming off a bad loss against Baltimore, but Cincinnati, they just have nothing going for them defensively. And if Flacco is out, then that's even worse. I think Chicago realizes they still have a real live shot of being a playoff team in the NFC. They can win the game. They can go to 5-3, and I think they can win the game by a touchdown or more.
I mean, this all depends on Flacco.
He says that he feels good about playing.
Yeah, and I saw where he practiced yesterday, so I'm going with the Bengals. I feel like the Bears are teetering every week. Even when they win, they don't play well. And if the Bengals defense could stop anybody right now, it's Caleb Williams. I like the Bengals in this one.
Yeah, I worry about that Chicago offense. We'll see it in a couple of weeks. The Steelers go there. I like the Bengals, and this is a little bit more of an ascent for the Bengals. I know they just lost to the Jets, but playing better without Joe Burrow than I expected, and I think they win this one. All right, here we go. Colts, 3.5-point favorites at the Steelers. Joe, the first pick is to you to finalize it.
Well, I mentioned earlier there's a path to winning for the Steelers. It's offense, and that's controlling the ball, putting up some points. The Colts defense has been vulnerable at times. They gave up big yards to Bo Nix. They gave up big yards to Jacoby Brissett. They gave up big yards to a couple of different teams, even Justin Herbert, although that was a lot of garbage yards. However, the worst unit on the field Sunday by far will be the Steeler defense. I believe the Colts average 385 yards a game. The Steelers defense give up 386 a game. That is not a good combination. So in the end, I think it'll be a more competitive than maybe some people think, but it's going to wind up being something like, no, not something like, Donnie, right on the money. Colts 34, Steelers 28.
I am also taking the Colts in this game. I think this will be a game that looks a lot like the playoff games that we have seen from this Steelers team for the better part of the last decade. I think it's going to be a bit of a bloodbath. I know that we have games in the past where the Steelers have been really in favor of every single major statistical category and it doesn't go their way. There was a game like that a couple of weeks ago. But the Colts have an offense that is legitimately reminiscent of the 07 Patriots, some of the things that they are doing. And the 07 Patriots had the best offense in league history. I think it is going to be a game that is around a 20-point difference. Mm. I think I gave Austin my official score of like 42-21.
Correct. 42-20, you said.
Yeah, 42-20.
Wow.
I think it could be right in that ballpark, 38-17, 38-14. I think the Colts will hammer this Steelers defense. Jonathan Taylor will have a big day and have multiple touchdowns. Daniel Jones will do his game manager plus stuff. Tyler Warren, I think, will have a massive afternoon, and he will also help out his rookie of the year odds, I think, at the same time. I don't really have that worry about the Steelers' offense putting up a little bit of points, but it comes to catching up and keeping up in this case, and I don't think they will be able to do it in this contest. I think Shane Steichen yet again slices and dices through Mike Tomlin's game plan, and the Colts walk out of here with their eighth win of the season, and the Steelers walk out 4-4 and less than a 40% chance to make the postseason.
Yeah, I don't feel good about this one, guys. I really don't. And I think ultimately the battle in the trenches is going to tell a big story in this one. And Indianapolis has won it up front on offense for Jonathan Taylor all season long. I think they will do it again against the run defense that has been really struggling this year. Tyler Warren is somebody who I wanted the Steelers to trade up for, not because he was a Penn State guy, but because he is so talented. And I got to see it up close and personal for a long time. He's going to win Rookie of the Year. He should win Rookie of the Year. Plus, their defense is pretty solid. I have Colts 32-17, the two-touchdown game.
Over, under, Tyler Warren, 6.5 catches.
Over.
Oh, over.
Over, under, 99.5 yards.
I might take his over there, too.
I'll take slightly under.
Over, under, 1.5 touchdowns.
Over, too.
Ooh, okay. I'll say under. I'll say he has one.
Jonathan Taylor, over, under, 230 yards rushing.
Under.
Over, under 149.5.
Rushing?
Yeah.
Over.
Over. Over, under 1.5 touchdowns.
Over.
You
know, he has under. Like, he has like 4 3 touchdown games this season.
Wow. Does he? Matt Washington, over, under 0.5 touchdowns. I'm going to go over. He gets a little jump ball at the goal line. You like that?
I do like that.
I like that.
Who else is going to score? You had a nice little high scoring game.
I think that Jalen Warren rips off a nice long TD run. I think Aaron Rodgers scores on a bootleg. Over, under 7.5 holding penalties on Joey Porter.
Over.
I want to say over, too.
I will go with the under.
Thank you, guys.
He will have one.
Thank you both. It was a wonderful football Friday. Tell Pony we said hello, Limits.
There he is.
See you, buddy.
Look at what he's wearing.
Where is he? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's he dressed as there, Donnie?
As that Monsters,
Inc.? Cookie Monster?
Monsters, Inc.
He appeared out of nowhere.
There he is. He's next.
All right. See you. Good night, Donnie.
Good night, Donnie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, That's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.